In the months before the Iowa caucuses, hundreds of journalists come here to cover the many presidential candidates. Now, a comedy television series about being a reporter during the campaign season is being filmed in Iowa. The show is for a new streaming network that's trying to build an audience. Iowa Public Radio's John Pemble visited the set and files this report.
Scene 18, take one. Hey, Mark.
It's a mild fall afternoon on the lawn of a Des Moines middle school where a crew of around 40 people are shooting a scene of an actor playing a TV reporter.
You can expect a more aggressive posture from him on immigration and ethnicity.
In the story, he is one of four young embedded reporters covering a presidential candidate struggling to stay in the race. The inexperienced journalists are the core characters for the television series Embeds. A crew from Los Angeles started filming six 30-minute episodes in many Iowa locations at the beginning of the month. Peter Hamby and Scott Conroy created the show based on their reporting experiences. Conroy is working with the crew in Iowa, and he remembers what it was like to be here visiting as a reporter.
I covered Mitt Romney's first campaign in 2008.
That's the election Romney dropped out of a month after the Iowa caucuses.
In the early days in Iowa, it's really just a total free-for-all. Anything can go. You can walk right up to the candidate as a reporter or as just a regular caucus goer and sort of have free rein to just get in their face. And that makes for a lot of interesting moments on the real campaign trail. And on our fake campaign trail, it makes for a lot of comedy, too.
The show also references non-Iowa experiences, like this scene, where reporters are assigned to work in a men's bathroom.
That was dumb, Skid. That water gave me these in 88.
Were these examples?
In 2008, this actually happened to reporters covering a Clinton stop in Texas, where small desks were placed inches from urinals. That's being replicated here as actor Andre Kinney plays one of the reporters with a bad hangover.
Andre, you could put water on your face on this take.
It's so over the top, but at the same time, the core of it is so real. The experience is very real. And I'm sure that any embed that watches the show or any journalist will say, oh, this is hilarious, but there's some truth to that.
4 years ago, Embeds started as a spec script by Peter Hamby and Scott Conroy. That's a script without the backing of producers. This summer, the new streaming service Go90 became interested. Go90 works a lot like Hulu or Netflix, and they want original shows. In September, a writer's room was assembled for Conroy and Hamby to work with others to create a total of six episodes to be shot a month later. Executive producer for Embeds, Brian Haas, says this accelerated pace to launch a new show isn't normal.
I mean, obviously the time frame wasn't ideal, but you know, one of the things that made us kind of comfortable with it was the fact that Scott and Peter had been out on the road and had done it, and we had talked about so many episode ideas and stories from their actual experiences on the trail so many times that the basis of what was going to be those six episodes was already there.
For series co-creator and writer Scott Conroy, working on a television show or a movie is a new experience.
Usually, from what I'm told, there is a tremendous amount of network oversight, focus groups, a lot of second guessing of every minute detail, a lot of notes from the studio. We really don't have any of that. And so we're able to do whatever we want for the most part. And so if the show is terrible, then it's entirely on us.
There's one more bit of pressure. Go90 has a goal to premiere the series by Election Day. That's barely a month after the first shot.
Okay, camera set.
For now, the crew is traveling across the state, trying to finish filming in coffee houses, farms, a hotel, or anywhere a real presidential candidate has tried to connect with Iowans.
Action!
In Des Moines, I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.